It's a dream come true for me and a lot of the lads in there. For it being my first year, I find myself very lucky considering some of the boys that have went before me and never had the opportunity, you know.
And it's a season that has gone well. I suppose it makes up for the disappointment of not making the promotion in the National League to get to an Ulster final.
Very much so. With the National League, you know, we had a couple of bad matches through it, but consistent ways we weren't too bad. But our goal always was to get into an Ulster final and to hopefully win an Ulster final with John.
It's not appearing most people would have predicted at the start of the year.
It's definitely not apparent most would have predicted. You would have got, you know, an Ulster, Down, Armagh, Tyrone, all these here counties that have been pushing for the last 10 years, you know, All Ireland finals. You get Down last year, All Ireland final, beaten in the final, but you know, great team for us and Donegal to get into the Ulster final. I think it's great for Ulster as well to show that we have a very, very strong province.
And ironically, it's the last time we had a non-Armagh Tyrone final. It was Donegal and Derry on that occasion as well.
That's right.
You won that one, and how important is it to win this one?
Very important for football in Derry. It's been a long road since 98, since we last won a championship trophy, and I think it's very important for us to get back into the. Back onto the mantle again and bring some silverware home for the fans, especially because, you know, they followed us, and you couldn't blame them for maybe not wanting to go to the matches in the last few years, because there's just too many disappointing days, too many disappointing performances. So I think if you bring back the Anglo Celt to Derry, it'll be a great lifter for the whole county.